When you went back to base for your bath, what kind of bathing facilities were there? Could you describe them for
Yes,
me?
it was like a bathing pool, like ordinary bathing pool we have in Bournemouth, you know, baths,
A swimming pool.
swimming pool, that's right. And
What sort
then,
of size?
oh, big size. Yes, I think about the same size as Stokewood Road. Take about 50 at the time. Well, all you had to jump in was to scrub yourself down and come out and wipe yourself down with you always had a towel. That's part of your kit. Wipe yourself down and they'd issue you with new shirts. And if you had pants, you had short pants. And of course, that was the time when we, previously to our coming back, we'd burnt out all these fleas. As we called it, chatting. And this is when we had our shirts off, you see, and we were chatting all up the air and go pop, 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 pop. It was a amusing sensation, really, as we hadn't done it before, because we hadn't been there long.
Yes, were these lice that you got
Lice,
infested with in the trenches, how big were they?
Oh, some of them were like little ants. Bigger ones, and there were small ones. But I don't think they bite you, it was only just the irritation of them being there. I don't think I got bit, I suppose I didn't have much flesh on me, but some of them got bit, I think. But anyway, that was the,
Would
when
you be
the,
infested by large numbers of them?
oh yes,
Could you give me some
all
idea?
up through the seams, everywhere there were seams, you know, that's when you'd get, they got them, they stay there until they get out. There are
What would
you.
happen if you put your hand up your shirt sleeve
Yeah,
and ran it down the seam and pulled it out? What would you see in your hand?
Well, bits of, as I say, like ants. Perhaps weren't quite so big as ants, but it was fleas, we knew that. And this is when we burnt them all out, and this officer comes along and said, "Carry on, lads," and all our trousers fell down.